Perek Dalid Mishnah Beis Ben Azai Omer Have a Ratzel Mitzvah Kala Kibichamura Uboireach Min Ha'Avera Shemitzvah Goreres Mitzvah Ve'Avera Goreres Avera. Ben Azai teaches that a person should run to a mitzvah and be quick to get mitzvahs done, whether they're stringent mitzvahs, difficult mitzvahs, or whether they be easy mitzvahs, because every mitzvah that you do causes one to accomplish another mitzvah. Mitzvah goreres mitzvah ve'avera goreres avera, and chalila lo'aleinu. If one gets involved with an avera, one avera can lead to another. The Rambam in his commentary in his Parash Mishnayos to this Mishnah teaches that the yesod, the fundamental key lesson of this Mishnah is what he writes, is the chiddush nifla b'Torah, the foundational, fundamental, awesome idea that this Mishnah teaches, yesh bo zeros al maisa ha-mitzvos, that one shouldn't just do a mitzvah, to accomplish the mitzvah, to fulfill the mitzvah. But there's an element of zrizus, doing a mitzvah with alacrity, quickly, with excitement, enthusiasm. He quotes the Gemara Maseches Makos, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, that Moshe Rabbeinu, even though the Arei Miklat, the cities of refuge, would be unable to collect those who killed another accidentally until all of the Arei Miklat were finished. Nonetheless, the Pasuk says in Sefer Dvarim, Parshas Dvarim, that Oz Yavdil Moshe Shalosh Arim, Moshe Rabbeinu established already three refuge cities on the bank of the East River. Even though the other three weren't ready yet, and even though Bnei Yisrael weren't going to settle yet, in order to teach us the lesson of mitzvah ba liyotcha al tach mitzana, zriza magdima lemitzos, that we should quickly accomplish mitzvos, fulfill mitzvos, and do mitzvos, and thus, this is what Ben Azai is teaching us, and this is what Moshe Rabbeinu himself did in Parshas Matos and Maaseh, as well as in Parshas Dvarim, getting mitzvos done, accomplishing mitzvos quickly, and fulfilling mitzvos with alacrity, as the Rambam writes, Zrizim Magdimim Lemitzvos. Pisrei Tshuvan Yoradeya, Simon Reish Samach Beis, Sif Katan Beis, quotes from the Tshuvas of the Shvus Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Reisher, in Chelik Aleph Simon Lalev, the Yesh Limchos Bachazonim, Shema'arichim B'Shabbos V'Yomtov K'sheish Mila B'Veis HaKnesses, that the Chazonim, who are lengthening Tfilos and Shabbos and Yontov when there's a bris milah to be performed until after Chatzos, hey, mevat l'mitzvah zrizim. They're abolishing the yisod of zrizim akdim l'mitzvah. You have to fulfill the mitzvah of milah. As we all know from Parshas Vayera, Vayashkem Avram Baboker, Avram Avinu woke up early in the morning, and from there we learn, says the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, Dav Dalet Amud Aleph, that one should accomplish mitzvah, should run to do mitzvahs, zrizin, makdimin, lemitzos. And from here, Rabbi Yaakov Reish and Shuvas Shos Yaakov learns that we should make sure to fulfill the mitzvah of Mila early in the day, not wait, not procrastinate, and thus the Chazanim, who are taking their time and enjoying their voices, as is the rest of the Tzibur, nonetheless, it's still a problem because we're not fulfilling the mitzvah of zrizin, makdimin, lemitzos. This is a fascinating tshuva of the well-known Radvaz, Reb David Ben Zimri, the great Egyptian posek, who writes in his Tshuvas Chelek Dalet Simen Yud Gimel, a fascinating shayla was asked him. There was an individual named Reuven, and Reuven was incarcerated in jail. Chavush bebeis asurim, he was unable to leave to daven with a minyan with tzibur. He couldn't fulfill mitzvos, and he asked the Tsar, the Hegemon, the ruler, whether or not he could leave one day a year. One day he wanted to leave jail, to leave prison, to leave his incarceration, to leave his quarantine in order to fulfill a mitzvah or mitzvos. And he writes, Yo Rehamora, please teach me. What day should Reuven leave? If he has one day to leave, one day to go out, what day should he leave that he could fulfill the most mitzvos? And the Radvaz writes in his tshuva, maybe you'll tell me Yom Kippur, because it's the day of all days, Yom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem L'Tarescha Mikol Chatosecha. Maybe that's the most important day on the Jewish calendar, and therefore you should ask to leave on Yom Kippur. And then the Radvaz entertains maybe Purim, because Mikra Megillah Pesumei Nisa with 10, the ability to personify and to glorify the miracle of Purim, maybe that's the day he should go. However, listen to the words of the Radvaz in his answer to this gentleman, the one day he should leave, says the Radvaz, Amav Shiroi Lismo Cholav Hudanan Kaimlan De'ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvos. You should never pass a mitzvah. Vein Cholik Bazeklau Hilkach HaMitzvah Rishon Shetavel Yadu. The first mitzvah that he has an opportunity to fulfill, as soon as he's able to get permission from the Wharton to leave,
That's the day he should go. It doesn't make a difference if it's a Monday, a Thursday, it's Purim, or if it's Yom Kippur, if it's Sukkot, if it's Pesach, or it's a regular day of the week. Whatever day you could get out and do your first mitzvah, do it. You're unable to do any mitzvahs in that particular jail. He couldn't daven, he couldn't learn, he couldn't do anything. Therefore, he says, we're not going to look whether or not the mitzvah he's going to fulfill first is an easy, lighter mitzvah, or more complicated, difficult mitzvah. Like the Ben Azai says in this Mishnah, you should run to an easy mitzvah like you run to a hard mitzvah. And thus the Radvaz says, Shiyatu Yodea Matan Schar Shel Mitzvos. We don't know the reward for mitzvos. We don't know which mitzvah is more important than the next. Therefore, Ze Poshut Me'od Etzli signs off the Radvaz, Rav David Mitzimi. It's very simple to me. The day that you should leave jail is the day that you should get out. And that very day should be the one special day. And don't wait. Don't hold back. Don't wait for that most opportune time, the most significant day in the Jewish calendar. Get out as soon as you can to fulfill the mitzvah. There's always a question halacha when there are two different ends pulling. For example, in a case where you could do zrizin makdim l'mitzvah, so you could accomplish a mitzvah quickly early on in the day. But on the other hand, if you wait a little bit longer, you could accomplish that mitzvah with even more people. It's not uncommon when I'm asked the question, when should we perform the mitzvah of Mila? Should we do it at the 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock minion? Or should we wait till 12, 1, or maybe in 5 or 6 when there'll be a larger crowd, a bigger audience, family can come from here and there. It's easier for friends to come. So therefore, on the one hand, we would say, Zrizin Makdim L'mitzvah, so you should do the bris Mila right away early in the morning. Or on the other hand, maybe you'll say, Rovam Hadras Melech. We should wait till there's a greater crowd, a larger crowd to be part of the mitzvah milah. What's more important? What's greater? Reb Chaim Soloveitchik Paskin, Zrizim Makdimin LeMitzvos wins. Our Mishnah, you should be meticulous and you should act with alacrity and quick, eager zeal to be able to do the mitzvahs first. Therefore, what we do almost always, unanimously, is to do a bris milah in the morning early as possible in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Zrivizin, even though it may be more beautiful and a larger audience, Berov Am Hadras Melech. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik proved this from the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis Amed Beis, where the Gemara questions, when should we blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah? Should we blow it at Shachris or should we blow it in Musaf? We should blow the shofar in Shachris because Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvos. On the other hand, maybe we should blow it in Musaf because there's a greater, larger audience. You see, even then, there was the opportunity that people were coming to shul later. They weren't coming early. So what should you do? And the Gemara there assumes that categorically and fundamentally, really, Shachris is better. Zrizi makdim mitzvos, you should do it in Shachris. That's the best time to do it. The Gemara only says that, unfortunately, there aren't people there. And it's not so simple and it's not so easy to do it. But on the other hand, we see that categorically, that's the right time to do it. We also note that Gemara says that we want to confuse the Satan, we want to confuse the Roman kingdom as to when we're blowing the shofar. They expect us to do it earlier, therefore we do it in Shachris. But when they don't see us blowing the shofar, the Satan will get confused, the Romans will get confused, and therefore we establish the blood of Musaf. But nonetheless, Reb Chaim Paskin, Zrizim Akdim El Mitzvos, doing mitzvos with the eagerness, with the zeal, with alacrity, with enthusiasm, quickly, that's the main time to accomplish the mitzvah, and that's when it should be done. And thus, Zrizim Akdim El Mitzvos trumps Rov Am Hadras Melech. So whenever we are fulfilling mitzvos, whenever we are accomplishing mitzvos, it shouldn't just be done just to check it off. But mitzvos should be done with excitement, enthusiasm, as the Mishnah says, Haviratz l'mitzvah kala kibichamura. We should run to mitzvos, whether they be simple mitzvos or difficult mitzvos, easy mitzvos and hard mitzvos. Run to do mitzvos with excitement and enthusiasm. You know, when you're going to do something, there are two different ways you could do it. You could do it slowly, and you could do it lethargically. But when you do something with passion and excitement, it shows the other person who you're dealing with that you really care. The same thing is true with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we wake up early for Shachris, Vayashkem Avram Baboker, if we are Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit, if we wake up the day, if we charge ourselves, when we do mitzvahs, excitement, enthusiasm, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, they really want to do it, they're really interested. And that's the Psak of the Radvaz, that's the Psak of the Pesachei Tshuva. We may be zocha to fulfill this Mishnah, Zrizin Makdimin LeMitzvos, let's do mitzvos with joy, with enthusiasm, with zeal, with an eagerness, and to continue to do so forever and ever. Have a wonderful day.